With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
If you could decide to be anyone, would you pick you? Why not someone more attractive, with less baggage? Why be yourself when you can be perfect? The author who brought you How Do You Like Me Now returns with her highly anticipated new novel. Described by Dolly Alderton as a thoughtful, intelligent, urgent novel women need to read. Pretending by Holly Bourne. Out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. A new episode went up today, so my god, watch on YouTube, okay? And also the Game Brain Podcast, one of the rotating hosts of that. If you like board games, check it out. And joining me with a cocktail on this very special live streaming podcast, it's Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hello, everyone out there. Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Gotta say, I love doing these crappens live on the internet. These are just so amazing. We're not traveling. We're not, you know, going to shit, you know, shitty hotels. Look, Bueller crashed out right behind me.
Yeah, there's Bueller. Bueller gets to come to the show. I got nothing behind me except board games. My board games are my pets, basically.
And youth, darling.
And youth. I have my beverage for tonight. I found in the back of my fridge is a Modelo Especial. Maybe
I'm very
in honor
antsy.
Of Mauricio.
Very antsy today because I have not been drinking that much because I'm in Texas and I'm like just here at home all the time, and I guess you're an alcoholic if you drink alone. So I haven't really been drinking, and so now I'm drinking and I'm like, this is so amazing. And now I'm wondering if I fell off the wagon, if I'm like Leah on Real Housewives of New York, where it's like, I'm not an alcoholic, but God, now I'm drinking.
You might have. I had some wine last week because one of our listeners sent us wine from her winery, Twisted Roots. And oh, I hope I said that right. I think it was Twisted Roots. Oh God. So I like popped open. I had some red wine with dinner, and I was like, ooh, this is nice. It's real nice. So we're back here. We're back here in the swing of things. So the original plan for tonight was we were supposed to be in Madison, Wisconsin, and tomorrow night we're supposed to be in Oklahoma. And pandemic ruined that. We'll be back. Everything's postponed, but we decided to do a live show, especially since Beverly Hills is back too. So this is our big Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap. We're doing it live. People are streaming. We're seeing comments coming through our whole feed here. But if you missed this, don't worry, you can go watch it on Crappens on Demand on Patreon. Watch what Crappens, patreon.com/watchcrappens. yeah. So as T Craig says, cheese curds, yo. We unfortunately did not get to have any cheese curds, yo, tonight, but we will have soul curds instead.
I'm having regular cheese, and that's, listen, when you're not a local, you just see cheese. That's all I really see. I eat cheese curds. I'm like, some cheese. Delicious cheese.
Let me tell you something. There's no better word to describe Real Housewives of Beverly Hills these days than curds, right? So we are going to dive into that. I don't think there was anything else too major to explain. We did announce the rules for our Roomba giveaway, our iRobot Roomba giveaway. Just make sure you follow us on Instagram and tag @WatchWhatCrappens, @iRobot, and hashtag WWCRoomba, and then do a post about what your Roomba's housewife tagline would be, and we'll choose our favorite one. And you could, and that winner will win a Roomba. So that's super cool.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. So here we are with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 10. A lot has been said. Everybody who comments on this show so far that I've been reading on the internet is either like, can't do it without Vanderpump, or Lisa Vanderpump who? I don't really get that, because Lisa Vanderpump left like after 4 episodes last season, so I'm not really understanding why people are just now realizing that Lisa Vanderpump is gone.
Yeah.
But she is gone. She's still gone. And she's like, you know, she's calling herself Vanderpumpian now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's
being flown around by Caesar's Palace in private jets. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, her presence is still felt there. Her spectral voice lingers throughout the episode, or at least at one point. But, you know, it's funny because when the show began, I'll just give like my macro thoughts about the premiere before we really like dig in.
Let's macro.
Let's do like a bird eye view, because I like work with brands. It was a real game changing moment. So let's like open the kimono on this show for a moment. So that's real corporate lingo. At first I was like,
it's not allowed in 2020. Open the kimono on this show. You need to rethink your corporate lingo, sir. If my boss told me open that kimono a bit, I'd be rich right now. That's for damn sure.
If someone opened my kimono, they would just find like terrible effects of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It'd be a terrible thing for them. They don't want to open my kimono, but anyway, so I felt like the first like 20 to 25 minutes, maybe even the first 30 minutes, I was like, man, this show is trying so hard to be like fun and exciting. They were like, it was like highly energetic in a way. It was like forced, like, whoa, we're in New York City, fast edits. Look, this is just what we do. Whoa, 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 whoa. But it's still like at its soul was still just like, look, there's one person with the glam squat, and there's another, and there's another, and there's another. But by the end of the episode, I actually really liked it. So go figure.
I was just, I guess my first thought when I was watching it was, how long has it been since they shot the show? I mean, it seems like it's like, you know how they're redoing all the old shows now? They're like, no, it's Will and Grace, just like nothing ever happened. Here's Will and Grace again. And they look older, but it's like the same thing. That's this. I'm like, how long has it been 10 years? Like, how has it been this long? And they've all decided to come back with different characters. I mean, not completely different, but I get like changing your hair for a seat, but Erica's totally different.
Yeah.
Erica just went away and was like, all right, everyone says that I'm an ice queen and a bitch and I don't got a personality. So guess what? I'm showing something. And now she shows up and she goes, hey guys, I'm up to that strip club. Who are you? Stop.
Yeah, I felt like they were all trying to sell it, like that they're fun. They're super fun. But you know, the thing is that like, as hard as they try, 24 hours later, New York comes on and just demolishes them. Like, it's almost unfair that Bravo does this to Beverly Hills, because this is like the second year in a row that like New York and Beverly Hills were sort of like overlapping.
Head to heading.
You know, it's almost unfair to the show. But I think that
they do it to themselves. Why would you go to New York City to do the Housewives when you're not going to beat the Real Housewives of New York? They're amazing.
Get that? They were doing that thing where you stand over a soup pot, and you're just like, they're trying to waft in that Roni energy, you know. And I think that like honestly, the show started to come alive when Sutton appeared. To me, like that was the moment that the episode suddenly became like, it like went into high gear, because she actually has a Roni energy. She's kind of like obnoxious and ridiculous and judgy in ways that I really like.
She's awful in every way that I grew up with. Like, she is to me like a real, real housewife that I grew up with, a junior league lady, like thinks she's really fancy, but looks like a goddamn idiot. Wears those clothes. She looks like Adina from Ab Fab in her clothes. Like, that was like a PR person who's always like, look what, darling. You know, she looked fucking crazy. And that's how she looks. She looks like some just dumb, rich old lady who just will wear anything because it's expensive. And I loved it. And I was reading a lot of comments, as I do. And people were like, fuck her. She sucks. What a bitch. And I was like, what show do you think you're watching, you guys? This is like a thoroughbred.
Listen, okay? This is what we do. Okay, Ronnie, we had to do this with Cameron from Dallas. We implore the audience to trust us on this one. And if you don't see the sudden light, come with us.
And oh my God! She said, "Like lock your kid up," like when she said, "Put up a gate," and if they scream, guess what? It's called training. I was like, "Yes, Queen." And Erica says, "Like oh yeah, it's a real Southern mother there. She'll pull out a fly swatter," and I was like, "Hell yeah, fly swatter, wooden spoon. Here, kid, pick your belt." You know?
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. I'm very very excited. The other thing was when we did our trailer breakdown, we went nuts trying to figure out who Sutton reminded us of, and we sort of landed on Michelle Forbes, which was good, but we still felt like there was something unresolved. And thank you to Dominique who fixed it. He figured out who it was.
Who?
Dina Lohan.
Oh no. Yeah, that's, I'm sorry. That's wrong.
It's wrong but true.
It's wrong. I don't like to hear it because now it's stuck in my goddamn head, Dominic.
It's Dina Lohan with a little Michelle Forbes. It's the combination we... Oh, by the way, so Sparkly Potatoes says, her Fenty shade, Sutton's Fenty shade was pure ignorance. 100%. That's what we need. We need ignorance about Fenty. We don't need Kyle Richards and Dorit having a pissing match over who's wearing more Versace. We need someone to be like have just really no idea what's going on.
By the way, there's a listener in here named T. Craig. Hi, T. Craig. And every time I see it, I think Craig T. Nelson. And I just made some Delta Burke joke earlier, and now I'm like, oh my God, Craig T. Nelson's here to kick my ass. You know, that's all I can think about.
It would be more
love you and coach.
If Gerald McCraney showed up in the comments as well.
Oh, you know, I love some Gerald McCraney. Can you imagine when he just... Oh, wait. Who's Craig T. Nelson then?
He's on Coach. Gerald McCraney was Major Dad, as well as many other things. But he's the one who's married to Delta Burke.
Oh, God. So it didn't even make any sense. Okay.
Well, no, I knew where like you were going with it, but that's why I was sort of trying to quietly... Like,
could you imagine Gerald McCraney just getting upset with Delta Burke? Like, well, now yes. I've had just about enough, Delta.
and then she leaves him for Powers Booth or something weird like that.
Oh, God, Powers Booth.
Oh, I think that Powers Booth is dead. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he's dead in every damn show he's ever been on. His character is dead about a million times. I'll tell you that much. I don't know if the real person is. Well, who cares about real people? Guess what, actors? I don't care about you. I just care about the character you played. Now stop talking on TV. Laura Dern.
You know that. You know
not
that
Laura like, Dern. Laura Linney. I love Laura Dern.
You know that next season there's going to be a new cast member of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills whose whole thing will be like, yeah, I was actually married to Powers Booth for about 10 years and I loved him, but you know. Like it'll be like Powers Booth's widow will for some reason be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, God.
So that being said.
That being said, Sutton, I agree with you. She's wrong on so many levels, and I think she's going to be great.
She's going to be
so,
great. Let's dive
and
in.
And they need it. This show needs it. So before any of you complain and you're like, oh, no, fuck her. I hate her. Remember how much we've begged for new blood on this show, and we got some, and she's great.
Yeah, because she's also – yeah, because we don't need more, like, ass-kissing. We don't need more, you know, like, look what – hey, look at this amazing bag I got. You know, like that's what the show has become, is just like brand bragging. And it's like not really always compelling TV on that front. So we need someone who's just like a disruptor and obnoxious and also so far wealthier than all the other women.
Yeah. Well, we think. I mean, I think she's a Dorit at the end of the day, as far as like a liar about money. And girl, you know, I called that one right away. Thank God that turned out to be true. God, I love being right about things. It's so rare. But let me flip my cord.
I know. Flick your cord. I love that. That was a real power move right there. Just to flick that cord. That's an exclusive to people on Crap is on Demand. You didn't see that cord flip.
Okay, so we open, and guess what, guys? We're fancy now, so we can actually put some stuff up on the screen. Wow. So we open with Lisa Rinna in her Vanderpump Pink, because she did, you know, conspire to get Vanderpump off the show, and here she is making the winner tour in her pink, and Erica is also actually wearing her pink. Now, they're at this psychic's house. Now, I just have one thing to say. Psychic, did you see in advance what that Botox was going to do to you? You look insane. Stop it. Stop. Just stop it. You look like a bowling ball. You look like a bowling ball with saggy lips. You need to stop the work, sir.
Well, he should have seen that coming, as he is a psychic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did you not see it?
Yeah. Yeah, so this was the trailer. If you guys didn't see the if you guys didn't see our trailer breakdown, we highly recommend you go back and watch that one, because we had a lot of fun with breaking that all down. So we get the trailer to get people excited again, to be like, no, it's going to be a good season. We promise. It's not going to be another season of Teddy power walking in Kyle's backyard.
But well, here's what I see. I see not Alison Dubois. That is what I see.
Yes.
I see a poor, sad imitation who is a terrible. You know what? You should have just said, Kyle, stop at the bank. Stop it, Kyle. Okay. If you want to be taken seriously, psychic man.
I know. I cannot wait to really dive into that bang situation, because I'm calling bullshit already. I'm calling major, major bullshit on that one.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we see this preview, which we don't have to go into here because they repeat shit on this show like no other. So I'm going to scroll through these previews. Let's go over the taglines, Ben. Did you write them down? I hope you did.
Of course I did. Of course I did.
Real Housewives.
Here, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take advantage of this platform, and I'm going to post them on our little screen here as banners so everyone can read them. I'm copy and pasting, so you'll see my typos. But so the first one is Kyle, who says, by the way, also, let's comment on the fact that the audio quality of these taglines was horrific. Like, did they record these, like, during quarantine? Because everyone sounds like this.
Yeah, they record them on the phone.
It sounded like they were all on the phone in a foyer. It was just like, and they had been, like, some sort of post had been done to it to reduce the echo, because they all sounded muffled and like their levels were all out of whack. I was like,
yeah,
what is going on here?
That's one thing that's so consistent about this show that I love. They like make no effort. They're just like, all of the shows, all of the housewives do this. Like, some of them will be like, Luke, I am your father. I'm like, what did you record that pooping in the morning? Like, what did you do this?
Well, it was like Dorinda's line this year. Her opening line is like shattered from the kitchen. She's like, I don't always get it right, but I'm like, hey, can you just like speak in a normal voice into the microphone rather than a, like while you're like making pasta?
Anyway, she's like jerking off on OnlyFans while she's recording hers.
By the way, speaking of terrible audio quality, I contribute to the terrible audio quality because I keep banging into my microphone. This arm is so huge, and every time I bang into it, it makes a noise. So I apologize if, like, during the podcast, everyone hears like, don't apologize. That's just the sound,
we'll
of
survive
Kyle's,
it.
Just the sound of Kyle's bangs laying on her forehead.
I mean, Ben, we've been around for eight something years. And we just realized that one of us was recording at the wrong volume for
Seriously.
8 years.
That would be me. So, yeah.
I know, but that shit's funny. Because how would we know, you know? It's like we figure it out so late.
Our post-production consists of, like, opening music, closing music. There's so many podcasters I know that, like, sit and listen to their entire show and edit out stuff.
Ew.
I was like, what? No.
I would leave town and just never speak again if I had to listen to myself every day.
Oh, no. Definitely.
I don't want to say I would kill myself. That was what I was going to say. I would not kill myself, but I would definitely hide my head under a rock, okay? It's much better to just pretend I never said anything, and I, you know, after this is done, it was all a dream. Nothing really happened.
Okay, so Kyle's tagline is... Around here, there's more than just dresses in everyone's closet. Husbands, too.
Okay, so Kyle's getting a lot of shit for this today. Actually, Kyle's getting a lot of shit for everything. Everybody hates Kyle this year, by the way. Everybody. I don't know anybody that likes Kyle, which is rare. It's usually just me. But, man, Kyle...
It smells like cigarettes in here, by the way.
I think it's my neighbor's.
It's okay, Kyle's bangs.
Kyle. It's Kyle's bangs. Kyle is in a lot of trouble today for this tagline because they're like, she is so homophobic. Do you see this is homophobic?
No, I knew it was supposed to be that there's skeletons in the closet, but because it's Bravo, you don't?
I mean, the main storyline is Denise's like bisexual, tryst with Brandy. Don't you think that's... They could just mean, oh, it's just skeletons, you know?
I'm really good at missing the double meanings in taglines, so I just thought it was talking about skeletons, of which there are many skeletons in and outside the closet on this show.
Yeah, there's just lots of skeletons in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it, you know, that said, I don't know if it's homophobic or not, but I do know that it is Kyle's first tagline, I think, ever that's not talking about her money. That's so true. That's something.
Well, unless she's referring to the Rolodex she got postmated being like in her closet as well.
Yeah.
In so addition to the dresses. Lisa, actually, you know what's also funny is the irony of her thing about there's more than just dresses in everyone's closet is that she actually has less because her closet was robbed.
She also has the ugliest closet because she let Faye design it with fucking Container Store and IKEA shit. So I wouldn't bring up your closet if I were you, Kyle. Okay, just leave the closet out of it.
Just stop. Leave the bangs out of it. You know what's in her closet? Bang extensions. That's what's in there. It's ruining it. Michael Myers bang extensions. Okay. So that was Kyle. And now we have Rinna. You know what? I'm not typing them on the screen anymore because I just typed
I'm going to all say Rinna's. The secret to life. Dance like everyone's watching. Everyone is not watching, Rinna, because I had to turn that shit off. Okay, you need to stop. You need to start taking your medication and stop dancing like Skeletor all over your house. It's terrifying. Okay, I want to see like you do a video like your children used to do, right, where they would just sit. They would watch people on YouTube sit around eating Subway sandwiches. Okay, that's what I need from you right now. Okay? No one, stop the dancing. Yeah.
No one needs to see me dance like everyone's watching. Because if I dance like everyone's watching, it'll be just a lot of slow swaying and like a regression to sixth grade waiting for a girl to ask me to dance at the school dance. I'm not like dance like everyone's watching you is not always a motivator. Not everyone wants to have the entire world watching you with your awkward dance moves.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed. That's not the saying. The saying is dance like no one's watching, right?
Yeah.
Now she also has I love talking about this show with you because we can talk about this shit like it's really serious.
We are like, 20 minutes in and we haven't even gotten past the tag, not even past the second tagline.
Not much happens in this, let's be honest. But I love that we can talk about shit like, oh my god, these taglines are so contra. Let's talk about them deeply.
Let's open the kimono on them.
Lisa Rinna also has some controversy with her. She's like publicly said she hates her tagline and she wants to change it, and Bravo won't let her or something. She's making all kinds of drama about hers.
See, Lisa, when you record your tagline, you have to remember one thing. Record your tagline like everyone's listening.
While you're pooping in the morning, first thing on your voice memos. Okay.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King, to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto-renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, my name is Sabina Brennan, host of Superbrain. Each week I chat to inspiring guests about thriving and surviving in life. So if you like the sound of this...
I don't know what I want! I don't know what I want! Xanax, really, basically, at all times.
Or more of this. Of course, it is a myth that we only use 10% of our brain's power. If we did only use that amount, we'd be dead. Subscribe to Superbrain now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arendt. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't
touch the Nikki Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
I like Dorit's because her taglines of the past like two or three seasons, I feel like, are like these very not ambitious, but like sort of over the top statements that almost sound like a Bond movie, right? Like last year was like, I haven't compromised for anything except for everything. You're like, whoa, okay. So this time, well, I'll let you do it as you are the Dorit. The Dorit master.
Are you ready to get your ass annoyed already this early into it?
Yeah, no. I'm just going to hand everyone it over. The premiere of Ronnie's Dorit.
I won't settle for anything less than everything. Now listen, Dorit.
That's the opposite of settling, by the way.
I know. And also settling the year of the lawsuits. I love it. And I love how later she talks about her lawsuit. Like, I've wanted to talk about this lawsuit so badly. But you give a little, then the other person gives a little. And you lost that shit and had to pay a lot of money because you ripped off some shit from the bikini guy. Okay, Dorit? Basic. But yeah. You know what? I have to say, here we are again. Another year. Someone else that everybody uniformly hates. I'm loving Dorit.
I'm into Dorit this season. She's been like the voice of logic the entire episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with her crazy zebra thing going on. So then we have Garcelle, who's new, Garcelle Beauvais, and she's like, life is an audition, and honey, I am getting that part. Which I think is funny because normally people don't have to come onto The Real Housewives unless they are not getting any parts.
Yeah, exactly right. Life is an audition, and honey, I didn't get that part. So here I am. All right, here I am.
Here I am on this show.
Denise is the only person I think that I've seen go on Housewives and actually get more roles because she was on Housewives.
I think Erica.
But it's Hallmark movies, but
yeah, I mean Erica is obviously her career, but I guess Denise was up like formerly was a bigger celebrity, and then.
Well, Erica Chicago is. You mean Chicago?
Well, no, just in general. I mean, who heard of Erica Jane before the show? You know, except for, I'm sorry, gays. I'm sorry, Circuit Club gays.
Oh yeah, they love their. The gays love the Erica Jane.
They do, but I'm just saying, like she. It, like of the people who were like already had like nationwide fame and then came onto a Housewives show, yeah, Denise, Hallmark movies. You know, that's where the money is at these
Hallmark
days.
Movies. Yeah, I saw a friend of mine from improv in a Hallmark movie, and I was watching it at my mom's house, and I was like, oh god, I feel so bad for him. He was doing so well, and she was like, why would you feel bad for someone who's working? What are you doing? And I was like, geez. And I was like, why are you so mad? And she was like, well, I love Hallmark movies, and I don't like that you're talking about them like that. So apparently, like, that's a big deal to some people, to the Rondas of the world, who, by the way, had a fly swatter and a wooden spoon that she beat me with. Okay, tell your friends.
Okay. So now we have Teddy Mellencamp.
I'm Teddy with a baby.
You never know what to expect when I'm expecting. Hi, I'm Teddy.
I actually know exactly what to expect while you're expecting, especially since you're like an accountability coach, so you're like literally as predictable as can be. Like you get mad if you're not being predictable.
Yeah, accountability coach Teddy. I'm expecting, and it's my fault. I did it to myself.
Here's what I can expect while you're expecting. Hormonal mood swings, tears, anxiety about the future, having to stop working out, like talking about how the third time around it's a lot easier, or maybe the other way around. The third time around, she thought it'd be easier, but it's actually harder. And like Edwin's been really great, but like it's hard to get up off of couches. Yeah.
Even talking about Teddy, I just got tired. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. So Erica Girardi is break a leg, not these heels, brother.
Da, 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 da. I added that part, a little sizzle to it.
My mama.
Da, 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 da.
Roxy, Roxy, ha. Oh, 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 oh.
I would have liked a better play on Chicago, because that's what she's in, Chicago. I would have liked if she said something like, I don't just give you the dish, I give you the deep dish. Something like that. Get some Chicago
or the actual musical, like, I don't care what you think of me, I'm my own best friend.
Or how about,
I don't know.
It's hard to, life is worth living when, that could be a tagline too, just like in reverse in the middle. How about, there's got to be something like,
they have it coming.
Or like, I'll give him the old razzle dazzle, a little bit of jazz too. All that jazz.
I have one main thing to talk about. Hold on, let me get back here. Why? Let me put it on the screen so everybody can see what I'm saying here. Why does this cast look like it's been toilet papered? Okay, here's Kyle.
Thank you.
Kyle in Corona. Okay, you know what? The only thing this country is concentrating on right now and has been for over a month is how do I wipe my butt? That's like literally all anybody talks about. You go to the store, they're in the toilet. Everybody is concerned with their cornhole, okay? And then we have Real Housewives of Beverly come out all dressed in toilet paper. Kyle has those stupid long sleeves that are going down to the floor, okay? Yeah. Then we've got like Kyle still stupid Kyle. Then Kylie C. Then we've got Rinna.
Just swinging around.
Literally swinging toilet paper. Streams of it. Like streams of toilet paper coming off of her. Dorit's not as toilet papery. She does look like an old bowling shoe. I will say that.
Yeah, she's giving. Yeah, she definitely. There's some shoe. Garcelle is just like. Garcelle looks like actually like a fancy napkin.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's good. Like I was going to say she's like a professor at like Cottonelle University, you know, University of Cottonelle. And Garcelle.
Teddy.
Fucking God damn it. You're Teddy not supposed to be mean to pregnant people.
I think Teddy looks fine.
She looks like she's in a headache commercial. Look at her grabbing her neck like, oh, my neck. Ow.
Nuprin. Little, yellow, different, better. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Erica's like, I ain't playing this fucking game. I'm Roxy Hot, motherfucker.
And all that jazz. Is that what song that Roxy sings, all that jazz? I don't know.
No, Velma sings that.
Oh.
That's why she would never play Velma. Velma's a hard role. Roxy's the, you know, the easier one. No offense, Renee.
And then we have Denise, who's sort of like white on the bottom, but Erica Jane on the top.
Yeah, Denise looks like a Hallmark movie. She looks like somebody who's totally in a Hallmark movie, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah, I would say so. Speaking of Denise, she has the final tagline of the show. And hers is, my life may not be a fairy tale, but I'll always get a happy ending. Which I appreciate. To me, that's like... that's like up there with some of Sonia Morgan's best taglines, which are like, well, it was like,
I like to be on... worry about being on top, but I get fucked in my bottom.
It's like, sometimes I'm a bottom, or like, sometimes I go commando. What can I say? That was my favorite, because there's not even like, there's not even any like wittiness about it. It's just like, She's just stating what her pants situation is.
Yeah, and you know, it's like the 30th one that they've tried, and they're like, just put it in. You know, like, what are we going to say? Sonya's like, some people take the subway. I take it up my ass. All the they're like, okay, Sonya, we can't use that one.
Tell us about, like, are you wearing underwear today? No, sometimes I go commando. What can I say? Got it. That'll be it.
All right.
So Kyle is the center diamond.
Happy ending, yeah.
Yeah, Kyle's, they all, when in the group shot, they all look crazy. They look like they're video game characters. Yeah. It's just because they're overly processed with like whatever budget CGI is happening at Evolution.
So we open in Kyle's stupid house. That's what I wrote. Kyle's stupid house.
The stupidest of all the houses.
Yeah. She's packing and she's talking to her assistant about how she has to go to North Carolina and New York and North Carolina and New York and North Carolina and New York.
Oh my goodness. I hope that like that 2.5 hour flight does not hurt her.
So then Teddy is packing over with Edwin and she's like, Kyle is narrating this thing because Kyle's like the OG. She's the star, you know, as they let us know very clearly in this first episode.
But Ronnie, please don't overlook the fact that Kyle is also kind of the wackiest. I mean, look at all these bras she has. Oh my God, bras for personality, guys.
So she's like, once a year, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills pack their bags and head to NYC for Fashion Week. Oh, that's the closest some of us will get to a religious experience. And I was like, was that homophobic? Like everything Kyle says, I'm like, is that homophobic? Because I will rip this bitch apart.
Waiting for it. We'll just say it is. Like, oh, really? Yeah, she's like, it's like our annual pilgrimage. So already I'm just like rolling my eyes because, again, to me, this is like not what we tune in for, is to see like fawning over high fashion on this show. But yeah, so Kyle is all excited. We see Erica in like some dominatrixy kind of get up. I don't know
what C-3PO. If C-3PO was turning tricks on Nebraska Avenue, that's basically what Erica's doing. And Erica, like, you know, be as sexy as you want to be. Listen, it landed you, Tom. You know, you go, girl. But aren't you tired?
Hey, it's better than anything we saw at the fashion show later in the episode. That's for sure.
I know, but I just feel like this about hooking. Okay. Just in general, hooking in general. You've done such a good job. Like, you won already. You're in a mansion. You got jets. You've got, like, you won. Just stop. You're working too hard. It's like those people when you're waiting tables that show up and like, yeah, I did a movie, but I just came back to wait tables to keep it real. It's like,
you may have heard of it. It's called Halloween. That's why these bangs.
Like, take a break, in other words.
Yeah, girl. So Kyle is acting like she just invented Fashion Week. She's like, New York Fashion Week is something you don't want to miss. I'm like, yeah, we get it. We also watch Project Runway. Like, you don't have to explain New York Fashion Week, okay? We know New York, Milan, Paris. Like, we get it, okay? And she's like, so you don't normally want to miss it, but then this year, I'm also one of the designers. Yeah, I created a line, and I'm debuting it at New York Fashion Week, at which point I was like, furiously checking the internet to be like, I don't think I saw Lisa Vanderpump had a fashion line. Why is Kyle doing this too? This is strange.
Yeah, right. Also, New York Fashion Week, have some self-respect. It's like anyone can just show up and do it. You know? Like, oh, I've got a fashion line now. I'm just going to show up with some moo-moos at Fashion Week and I'll be able to get up there.
I know.
I mean, what is this, the new James Beard Award? It's like, what are they just handing these out at the hot dog factory? Come on!
I feel like it's like, you know, you can show a movie at like the Cannes Film Festival, but like it's out of competition, quote unquote. So you're just basically like renting out a theater in Cannes at the same time, or like any film thing. And you could be like, oh yeah, my movie's going to Cannes, but it's not really in the festival. I kind of feel like that's what Kyle is doing, you know? She like rented out a corner of the Javits Center and then was like, okay.
That's what it is, yeah.
You know? And which is now.
She's like, my show in Central Park. It's like my show at the end station, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like that time when we did the Crappies and then we got kicked out of the room because Adam Sandler had to film his Netflix special. It's like, guys, Adam Sandler's at the Crappies.
Yes, totally, yes. Like when we went to South by Southwest, but we weren't like really at South. We were in South by Southwest, you know, it's like the same thing. We were like in front of the food trucks.
Yeah. Or it's like the time that Tiffany Haddish happened to be outside two different live shows that we did. And we're like, guys, Tiffany Haddish has come to two of our shows.
And Marc Maron, actually.
And Mark, guys, we have so many A-list stars on our show.
Guys, wow. Line them up, guys. Okay, so everybody's dumb.
I will say this.
Show. Thanks for coming, guys.
I will say this, by the way. We did once do a show at the Improv, the Hovet Improv, and Craig Robinson walked in the room. I don't think we ever talked about this, but Craig Robinson walked in the room because I think he got confused and he watched us for like 5 minutes and then just was like, I don't even know, and just walked away. Like, I don't know
who he is either. So fuck you, person. I don't know.
He was on The Office.
Don't care.
Point is this. At least we have the self-respect to acknowledge that we're not in New York Fashion Week.
Yeah, so Kyle has a line. And she's still friends with Teddy for some inexplicable reason. Ass licker Teddy. I guess because Teddy does her dirty work. Never mind. Because
Teddy's stepmom is Meg Ryan.
She's white. What? No, Ted, not anymore. Because Meg and John broke up. So now Teddy has lost the most interesting thing about her. Wow. Sorry, Teddy.
Wow. Well, either way, Kyle is still working to have, I'm sure, to have John Cougar Mellencamp play at her white party. And Glenn, poor Glenn, will have to be sweating more than ever before. So I think she's playing a long game. But either way, so Kyle, so here's, this is funny to me. Kyle FaceTimes Teddy and is like saying like, oh, what are you wearing? Whatever. And Teddy's like, yeah, I'm going to wear a lot of jumpsuits. Like, I can't wear a lot of colors because I'm showing in them. And Kyle goes, oh, right. I'm like, did you forget she was pregnant?
Yes, of course. She's like, oh my God, you're pregnant with Nanny J?
Nanny J.
Was it again? So then we go to the airport, and of course, Teddy's first. Fucking Teddy. You know, I can't believe we've had this much time off from the show, and I'm still so mad at Teddy.
Wait, like, why are you mad at Teddy being first at the airport?
Because it's just such an ass-kissy, like, I'm first. Of course I'm first. I'm Teddy. I'm first. And she can be, like, secretly mad that everybody else was, like, 5 minutes after her. And then if they get in a fight later, she can be like, oh, after I waited at the airport for you. And you.
And you. So, yeah. So, but we should mention that in Kyle's fashion show, like, all the women are going to be walking in it. So, something to look forward to. Yeah. And so Denise is talking about it, and she's like, you know, I used to be a model back when I was younger, but if it weren't for Kyle's show, would I be going to Fashion Week? I'd rather not.
I'd
rather
just get
boned by Aaron and the charred remains of the tree in our backyard.
Yeah, Kyle's got Fashion Week. I got Big Dick at Home Week, all right?
Can I get a Casamigos, please? Ma'am, I'm TSA. Like, I give a fuck?
So let's go to the New York City Lottie Hotel. Now, yes. Last time we were in New York, all my family came. Well, a bunch of my family came, and it was such a fun fucking time. Even though I got the flu, which back then, remember then when it was like, I have the flu, let's still go hug 500 people and do a bunch of shit
from you.
Yeah, wasn't that fun? Yeah. But anyway. The point is, I stayed at some shitty – it wasn't shitty, but like I was saving a certain amount of money a day. And my family was like, screw this. We got a deal at the Lottie, this place, the Gossip Girl Hotel.
Oh, they were at the Lottie.
Yes. And I was so – and I'm still – that's one of my biggest regrets in life is that I didn't stay at this hotel.
Especially because it looked so like nice. Big business on the inside. Didn't it look like the big business set on the inside? I was like, oh my God, this is the perfect hotel.
Yeah, like the Plaza set.
Yeah, like the fake Plaza, because the Plaza doesn't look like that on the inside, by the way. Spoiler.
I know, yeah, it doesn't at all.
So we also, Rinna's getting her makeup done, because God forbid we skip a scene of one of these women getting their makeup done. And and we get to see her first interview look. I don't know, Ronnie, can you bring up that interview look where she's wearing this like hot pink? She looks like, it looks like a flower is birthing her. It is so oversaturated in color, this shot. I was like, could someone take the Instagram filter off of this this interview?
Well, wait, who are we looking at? Kyle?
Rinna. Rinna.
Oh, Rinna.
Look at me like everyone's looking at me.
Oh, my God. Yes, this is her. This is Rinna and her. I just stole Vanderpump's fucking life. Okay, hold on. Let me put her up here.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. You know, Rinna's doing this thing lately that at first I was resentful of because I felt like it was appropriation. But now I'm kind of into it because she's really leaning into it. And that is her drag queen thing. Like, she's literally, and I'm not even being funny, like, she's literally just going to be a drag queen now. Like, today she's on Instagram with this huge blonde wig, and every day she has a different wig, and she says things like drag queens say, like, this girl is so-and-so, honey. And she's totally appropriating drag queen culture. And I kind of like it because it's like, it just makes me think of like RuPaul's Drag Race, where at the end someone could be like, bitch, you better twirl out of here. Something, you know?
Yeah, well, I think what's happening is that, you know, so Erica has has been sort of talking like that because she's around her gays all the time. So Erica sort of has like soaked in gay chatter. And then Rinna wants to always be like Erica, and not even like in a Kyle, not in Kyle way, but just like Rinna's like, that seems like fun. I'm going to do it too. So Rinna's doing it, but Rinna does it like so over the top, you know? So it's just sort of like the, it's just the, you know, we gays are very influential. That's what it comes down to. We're just,
oh God.
People can't,
well,
help,
you know,
but
gays
like
originally
us.
Stole it from women. So,
they,
you know, what are you
going
to say? I'm like, drag
black
queens
women.
Literally appropriate women.
That's right.
So.
Gays just steal from the black women.
But I like that Rinna is like kind of mob. You know, she's kind of a mob bitch. Like she'll take your job and then she'll wear your color. You know,
yeah. Listen,
or like
I love
Erica
Rinna.
James, she's like, listen, you're popular because I decided to be nice to you, so I'm gonna steal your drag queen shtick and dance every day on Instagram. You know, like Rinna doesn't only beat you at stuff; she like wears the fucking, she wears the prize after like a serial killer. Like, this is basically Rinna as Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. This picture.
So, by extension, that means that Vanderpump is in, like, some well being force-fed, like, lotion.
Yes. Yes. Tell us to put on the lotion.
Darling, please just send me a pussy bow.
Okay, so then we go to the, you know, the back of the fucking Home Depot that's being built or wherever this is that Kyle's getting her shit done. The Barclay Center. Darling.
Well, the thing is, we're seeing all this stuff happening all at once because it's supposed to be like high energy. These women live a fab, exciting life. Wow, don't you wish you could just be like them? So we see Kyle and Sophia checking into the hotel, and then we go to the Barclay Center because V-Files is doing a fashion show and Erica's performing at it. And so Mikey's talking about who knows what. He's just, I honestly didn't.
Oh my God, Mikey. Mikey is so hilarious. Okay, so she's getting her hair done at the Barclay Center. And Mikey's like, yes!
Okay, you went from doing a tour, which is an hour show, to this, which you have to nail on time. And that is the difference here.
It's like, well, thanks for explaining the difference, Mikey.
Yeah.
Between walking for 5 seconds and doing an hour long show. Glad you made it, Mikey.
Exactly. So,
Honey, Erica Jane is still performing. She is still saying yes.
I don't know why I wrote that down, but that's what she's saying. And then we go to the show because we only see like a few seconds of it because there's so much going on, guys. And so we see them all sitting there and there's like smoke effects for the show. And Rinna's sitting there like, I'm trying to inhale like everyone's watching.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Denise in hotel room calling Big Dick. Kyle Big Dick. Calling Dorit. Kyle's like, hey, Dorit, how are you? She's like, I'm exhausted. I'm dying of air, Kyle. It's been awful. Airplanes, airports, cars. Cabby. Here I am, Kyle, dying on the phone.
Dorit is acting like she just touched down in Turkmenistan. She's like, Kyle, I just got here. It's been so much. Guys, the sun is so penetrating and there's dust in the air and I don't know where I am anymore. I don't know where PK is. I think we lost him somewhere over the Maldives. Like, you're in New York. You're the one who always brags about being able to do this, like, easily. And then, so, while Kyle's talking to Dorit, they keep cutting to Alexia, who's just, like, sitting there. I guess she got time off from her job. She's just
a face roller.
She's just sitting there. This is the most personality she's ever shown. She's like,
her fucking face roller. Oh my God, what an idiot. Kids are so fucking stupid. I swear to God, she's like, look at me, I have little pores. You have little pores because you're like 5 years old, you little bitch, okay? Not because you're using some Facebook. I am going to burn some wrinkles off later, but not because you got some Facebook bullshit, okay?
You should have started with that Facebook bullshit instead of the danger laser. Jesus.
And then she just keeps doing it. It's like an hour later and she's like, mindlessly just rolling
just doing that. I guess the New York Times crossword puzzle was down at the time. So Kyle's telling Dorit that she has to do like she's like, oh God, Dorit, I don't even know what my hair and makeup ideas are gonna be for the models. And Dorit is like, I mean, first of all, it's probably fake because how do you, it's, I've seen enough Kel on Earth to know that shit is taken care of, not the night before. Okay, like how are you gonna have it like quote unquote fashion week? You don't even have your hair and makeup even like slightly sorted out. So of course,
but Therese, she never did anything. Like she never even said anything to anybody. She just showed up and then
ruined everything for everyone.
That lady with pink hair yelled at her and made her feel like shit. And that was it. It's not like she ever. And Dorit didn't do anything either. Everybody online who's like, oh my god, Dorit did save her show. No, she didn't. What is one thing that Dorit did except to say move that ugly piece of pajama wear to the other end?
It's
she
more didn't than like Kyle tell did. Anybody.
Well, that's true. But I don't know. Nobody did anything. Let's I all do stop trust, pretending.
Dorit often looks crazy, but I also do trust her. I actually think that Dorit looks really good. Even in her craziest seasons, I've actually felt like Dorit is generally like she looks good. And
Dorit's banging. Yeah. Her fashion's stupid. She's a moron, but God, she is beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. No, but she got some good work done.
Yes, but I actually think, I mean, she definitely has some major misses, but she a lot of times has a lot of hits, I think, fashion-wise.
She's a disaster, but it's like she's a hilarious, she's a beautiful disaster.
Well, but here's the thing, she's at least an interesting disaster. How about that? As opposed to Kyle, who's just like, Freddy Krueger did my culottes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dorit has a lot of things that she did first that were always like, that is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Like that foiling of her hair. And then we see it everywhere. Like 2 years later, all those fucking barrettes in her hair. We're like, that is so stupid. And this year, they're trotting it out everywhere. It's like 3 years later, they're trotting that out. You know, so Dorit does have good magazine knowledge. Like she does know what trends to steal from magazines, you know.
So either way, Dorit's going to help this disaster of a fashion show, which I cannot wait to dive into. But first, we're having, thankfully, a pretty quick thing. I think that clearly had, in a different season, this would have been an entire episode of Erica taking pretty much all the girls out in a van to New Jersey to see the go-go bar that she used to dance in called Shakers.
Well, this is a moment of Erica being like, all right, you want to see the real me? Everybody says I don't share nothing. All right, I'm going to share something. This is where you want to call me a stripper. I want a stripper. I want a bikini in this bar. Shake it.
What's it called?
Shakers.
Shakers.
It's like, where did this like sudden desire come for you to just like expose your life like this?
Well, I'll tell you something. I was here in New York and this crazy lady came up to me and said I was an iceberg of some sort. And I was like, okay, then you'll get to see what's beneath me. Here I go.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know how to type. I'm not a secretary. I sing and I dance, honey. That's what I know. I'm like, questionable. Okay, at best, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen. So you just believe in if you believe in yourself, I believe in her.
I believe in you believing yourself.
I believe in empowerment. I believe in you and me.
Okay. You believe in empowerment?
I believe in you and me. Isn't that Whitney?
I believe that we will be.
Listen, I believe ticket sales and she's selling tickets. So how about that?
Yeah, you know, you have to give it to her. She's doing great.
She figured it out. She figured that shit out. I mean, she's on TV doing, and selling out these theaters. What can we say? She's,
you know, good for her. I want to be in Chicago. I mean, good for you, girl.
Yeah. I just want to be in the background.
But
snapping.
Still, this fucking world. I mean, seriously.
Anyway, so now Kyle and Dorit are in a car. And Kyle and Dorit are in a car. Dorit, like, just got fillers, like, over the state of Ohio or something. Like, they are fresh. She comes into that car like, Kyle. Like, it is like, those lips are big.
Dorit? Yeah, Dorit gets her eyes open more every time. She looks like she's being tortured in Brazil, you know? Like, her eyes are like this big. She's like, girl, it's so good to see you, girl. Like, damn, your eyeballs are going to dry out and fall out of you, girl.
She's telling us about how she's done with me. She's done mediation with my ex-partner, and this is where we see her zebra look, her new iconic look, aggressive zebra print.
Keep talking. I'm putting lawsuit. Dorit Kemsley lawsuit. I got to know how this ended. Dorit Kemsley Beverly Beach lawsuit settled. 2 days ago. Well, that's and it's on bravo.com. This is bullshit. And I'm listening to you, Bravo.com.
Well, while you
know what? I'll
up.
Look at this later. I'll put this in my notes now so I can look later, because Dorit makes it sound like, oh, they gave a little, I gave a little, and then we were all happy in the middle. I feel like she lost somehow, but I'll find it.
Well, we will put a pin in that one and get back to it. In the meantime, I'll tell you who lost. I don't know, the Coca-Cola Corporation, because basically Kyle and Dorit pull over and they have this scene where Kyle's like, I'm so hungry. Can we order from that vendor? And so she orders pretzels and they order two, not diet, regular Cokes. I was like, this is cute and everything, but let me see you finish everything you guys just ordered. Cause I saw them take one bite and take one sip, and you know, they put that shit down once they had it locked on camera that they took a bite and a sip of that shit.
I know. Look at Dorit eating this. This is so Dorit. Let's look at a picture. Hold on. This is so Dorit eating this. She's like, oh!
Pretzel.
She's just doing jazz hands to the camera. Also, Dorit does wear the dumbest fucking things ever. She's wearing a straw hat right now that says Shaw on well, I'm sure it. It's and like in the a... back it says no.
Yeah. That is an annoying hat. Like, how do you even sit back against the seat with that hat? That's one of the things that's annoying about when you have, like, wear a hat backwards. You can't, like, sit against the seat because you're, like, ooh, you know, pushed forward. Something that Dorit should have thought about before she put on her Chanel hat.
Yeah, Dorit, you idiot.
It's a Sherlock right. Holmes hat. It actually has an actual name, but I forget what that kind of hat is called, with the flap, two in the front and one, the two. Anyway.
Yeah, like Hunter Cap or whatever.
It has a real name, but... we'll just have to wait on that. That'll just be one of those mysteries. One of those Crabbins mysteries. Hat. Creepy hunter hat. So now we go over to Kyle with Shahida, the newest seamstress to be trampled upon
seamstress,
on Bravo.
Seamstress, she's the actual designer who designs all this stuff. So Kyle found this chick who makes moo-moos and says, I love moo-moos. And this lady's like, well, I need some traction with mine. You're on TV. Let's do this. Which is fine. It happens all the time. But... you know, Kyle making this her storyline is hilarious because yes. Obviously this lady has done a ton of work, and Kyle walks into her place and is like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like this entire yes. rat. It's like, really? This is how much input you have that you're just seeing all of this now? Poor Shahida.
Poor
Justice
Shahida.
For Shahida.
Seriously, Kyle is acting... She is acting like she is Christian Siriano himself from afar. And she's like, yeah, Shahida has had a clothing line for many years. And then I have my own very specific idea. So right now we sort of like merged out our ideas together. And Shahida's like, if you give me another red and blue striped sweater, I'm going to kill you. Sorry, just like Freddie really recommended it. I'm sorry.
And Kyle's like, yes, I'm an amateur, but I worked really hard on this. Like, I like animals. I like nature. I like stealing houses. So I took shots of animals and trees and Kim sobbing on my front porch asking for the door code. And poof, I get samples in my mailbox. It's amazing.
I mean, it's like the most like white lady privilege ever when it comes to fashion designing. Right?
You know, fucking Kyle was like, look, I really love this dandelion I saw in Encino.
Yeah.
Shahida. So something.
It's like, Shahida's like, got another picture of Kyle's go-kart. Great. Oh, here's another one of Porsche. Okay, thanks, Kyle. I'll try to incorporate that. And then Dorit, by the way, Dorit is bringing the shade in the right way. She's like, how do you just have like a line where you haven't even seen the pieces and you're going to say you have a line?
Yeah. And maybe I'll just wake up and throw my name on something and say, I'll sell it! So I was like, first of all, ma'am, let's stop pretending that you designed all that shit. You did the same thing. You teamed with that queen who had the bikinis or whatever. And then you didn't even pay him for his designs, Dorit. Okay? But still, you're right. Kyle's an idiot. So
at least Dorit has worked legitimately in fashion. You know, it's like for her to go into Beverly Beach, yeah. Even though we made fun of it and all this stuff and whatever, at least like... there's like some, like it was a natural thing. It made sense for her to do this. Kyle is just like, okay, she's probably competing with Dorit now. Watch, they're going to have a fallout because Kyle's got to compete with someone. Now she's competing with Dorit.
Kyle is pissed, dude. She's on Twitter today like, well, Dorit, I love you, but you are not the reason that my fashion line was successful, but thanks or whatever. And people are just ripping Kyle a new one. God. It is hilarious.
Kyle's like, okay. I'd like to thank the technology of uncinched waistlines. Thank you. They really came in handy with my line. Thank you.
Yeah. So then we get Tracy, the pink hair lady, who's in charge of whatever somewhere or something. And Tracy's like, listen here, all right? It's really important for the runway that it doesn't just look like a bunch of robes and pajamas coming. Listen here, ma'am, stage man. I don't like Kyle Richards, and you're right. This is a shitload of pajamas. Who are you, lady who works at Barclays? Get back to the stage managing section of managing stage.
There, Tracy Get has out. A backstory. She has a backstory. I don't know what it is.
Who the fuck asked you, Tracy?
It probably is like a very charming Hallmark movie where Tracy used to work as a high powered executive at Vogue and then had a falling out. And then like no one's working with Tracy. And then like the only person who would take like roll the dice with Tracy is Shahida. And so like Tracy's on this like together we can do it like Tracy McGuire. But then Kyle comes in and ruins her whole redemption story. That's just in
Tracy,
my mind. That's what
Tracy is that chick from the boat. Fashion show on Real Housewives of Orange County where Bronwyn's kid was showing her fashion and that lady tried to start a huge fight with Kelly and then walked around going bullying, I was bullied or whatever. That's who this Tracy is, and she tried it too, and Kyle was like, listen bitch, I just got rid of someone this year, okay? I'm not even gonna give you the breath.
And Tracy is trying to contain her rage so much. She's basically like, because Kyle's like, well, I sort of like this one, and this one's pretty cool too, and I like this. And Tracy's like, okay, so how about this? Why don't you just like pull what you like and what you don't like? We'll just figure it out from there. Why don't you just do that? Just do that. How about that? And, you know, and Kyle's like, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Tracy's like, I used to work at Vogue.
And then Kyle's like, oh, I love this. And they're like snakeskin pajamas. I mean, all just terrible. Everything. Terrible shit. Okay, and also, are these supposed to be pajamas? Because some of them are like muumuus, and you know those could go either way. But these were literal pajamas with like the huge collar and the piping.
It was just like stuff that will make its way to Sandals gift shop. You know, like it was just like it looked like a giant thing of like fancy resort wear.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, well, I don't want to have something out there in my name that I don't love. And I'm like, well, how do you think Kathy feels? So then the van arrives and Erica has taken everybody to the bikini club, the bikini, totally not a strip club at all. Yeah. And Rena walks in and she's like, it's like the Sopranos. Strippers! They're not strippers, all right? They're totally working ladies.
They're dancing like everyone's watching. Because they're strippers. They're strippers.
That's like everyone's giving you $10 to show your cooch right in their face. But they can't touch you.
So this is some sort of bizarre litmus test that Erica's putting the women through. Even though she's known them for several years, she's like, are they going to be accepting or are they going to pass judgment? It's a Girardi mystery. I'm like, they'll probably pass judgment. And probably not because of the women like being in bathing suits. Probably because the place looks like a shithole. And the fact that you worked there for 2 years, it's like, how did you do that? It looks terrible.
Yeah. Erica's also had great work this year, by the way. I have to point that out. I'm not saying that to be a dick. She looks beautiful.
She looks great.
I mean, she's beautiful anyway, but like her work this year.
She's been really on
her year. Her season upkeep is fantastic. And as much as we make fun of her, and I'm making fun of her for just suddenly trying to have a personality, yes, I know it's fake, but I appreciate the effort. And like taking them to the strip club is, I mean, look, she's making an effort. I say good for you, you know?
Yeah. And so I also, Rena, and by the way, and thank you again to the producers for making this like a one and done scene as opposed to an entire episode that then had lingering feelings because, as we will see, that Rena's a little judgy.
Yes, which is how Rena is. You know, that's how she was when she met Erica Jane. She was like, ew, slut. I mean, who said that? Who said that? But yeah, Rena's like, 18, you worked here when you were 18? Because Erica tells her story about having a bad relationship with her parents and moving out early. And she ended up at the strip club when she moved to New York when she was 18, which also is what I did. Not in a strip club, but I did move to New York when I was 18 after a bad time with my parents. And today is just that kind of day here on this show. Because I also had this time during the New York recap today.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, Rena's like, whoa, my daughter's that age. I cannot fucking imagine. Like, no way. No way, ma'am. Okay, is it better that your kid's, like, in a thong bending over? Like, I get that she's, like, actually in a magazine and not in a bikini club, but it's not like your kids are exactly little nuns, ma'am.
Yeah, that's true. But I get that, you know, I mean, the fashion industry is arguably probably worse than any just, like, random Shakers go-go bar in Jersey. But
yeah, you have to fuck way more for the money you get in the fashion industry than you do at Shakers.
Yeah, but Rinna's just like, I mean, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. And then we get, I know your favorite sound effect, the tss, like that of judgment. Like, oh, she passed judgment on someone on a show about judgy people.
Yeah, and Eric is like, well, never say never. If I grew up with wealthy parents, maybe I wouldn't have worked at Shakers, but you play the hand you dealt. And it's like, I mean, yeah. Like, I guess as a hot person, you've got hot person privilege to be like, yeah. Oh, my shitty hand. I had to dance around in a bikini. Do you know how much I would have killed to dance around in a fucking bikini when I did the same thing you did at 18 years old? You know, I do not have hot girl privilege, okay?
I know.
I had to actually walk around and wait tables like a normal tap dance in the subway for my goddamn cigarette money. Okay,
I had to deprecate myself on the internet, so
still there.
Yeah, still there. Here we are right now. No hot guy privilege here, unfortunately. But Rinna's, you know, she's like, this is what I basically do on Instagram now. So then, like, this old guy walked up to them, and Erica's like, yeah, I used to work here, can you believe it? He goes, well, I used to drink here. She's like, you're here right now, by the way. I hate to break it to you, but you have a drink in your hand and you're here.
And then here we go, our newest housewife. Ben, take it away.
Garcelle Beauvais comes on. I love the name. She's beautiful. I'm going to be name droppy, but with the best intentions. I've met her twice in my time here in LA, and both times she was so lovely and wonderful. And like, I immediately felt like I
did. She ask about me?
She said, where is Ronnie? I love his Dorit impersonation. And I was like,
thank you. Okay.
I was like, he's not here. You're talking to me right now. And then she walked away. So,
oh my God, that's girl. Yeah. He wins.
No, for real. She was so lovely and wonderful. I hope this show doesn't ruin her. From the 2 seconds that I met her. But she's just like, well, I have a love affair with New York City. I just love the traffic and the congestion and the subway and the rats and the oppressive heat in the summer and the frigid temperatures in the winter. I love it. Can't wait to go back to LA.
Yeah. So she's got the lady showing her suite and stuff, and it's really nice. And yeah. She tells us a little bit about herself. She's an actor. She was in Coming to America.
Yep.
Brilliant movie. And she was on Jamie Foxx show, and that was her big break.
Yep.
And she's friends with Denise, apparently.
Yeah.
Because they're both actual actors. Ooh.
Yeah, I just already feel like she's too good for this show. I don't know what she's doing here. So
I feel like here's what I'll say about her, just first impressions from this episode. I feel like she's promising a lot. In the way that she's like, oh, I'm not going to take that, or I'm not going to deal with that, or whatever. But then she doesn't deliver a lot, or I would have seen it in the previews. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I'm a little worried that she's not going to do much. But then again, you know, Denise didn't do much last season, but she was still hilarious. So so Garcelle calls up Denise. So Denise is, because they're all in that van coming back. Everyone is like, Garcelle!
And then she's like, Garcelle's like, let's do shot. And Rinna's like,
I don't get it, but I'll do it. What is that? Shot.
I just threw my vape across the room doing Rinna. You know, don't ever try and hold anything in your hand when you're talking about
that's Rinna. Commitment. So now later, the women are at a bar. Denise orders Casamigos for like the 15th time in the episode. And, she also does not get it. She does not need a lime. So, or as we later learn, she does not need the carcass. So, so Garcelle's like, oh my God, you're like me. I also don't have the lime. I was like, okay, maybe not the most promising start for Garcelle bonding over like absence of lime.
No carcass.
No carcass.
I love that. No carcass.
So, yeah.
So they're talking to Garcelle and Baba. She's single. She has kids. She talks about her kids finding her vibrator in her bag.
Yeah. Teddy joins up. Teddy joins up and she's like, hello, ladies. And I have to say, to Bravo's credit and maybe to Teddy's discredit, people care so little about her pregnancy that they didn't even bother, A, questioning why she wasn't drinking alcohol, or B, even like doing the typical Bravo thing of like, I think she might be pregnant. Like literally they're like, oh, there's Teddy. Anyway.
Yeah, no one cares. Yeah, with Teddy, you're not worried about what she's drinking. When you see Teddy, you're worried about what you're drinking. You know what I mean? You're like, there is Teddy. What am I drinking?
So, yeah. So, as you were saying, Garcelle has vibrators. She has a black one and a white one, depending on her mood. She is from Haiti. Grew up in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Learned English from Sesame Street.
Yeah, you know, my mom moved me here, and I didn't speak English. It was the dead of winter, and I had never seen white people. It was a shock. And I'm like, and here you are on the whitest show on Bravo.
The whitest.
Okay. Other than Summer House.
Yeah.
No. Probably like ties for
well,
second.
I'd say probably like Summer House. No, I would actually say Southern Charm, then Summer House. Oh, that's hard. I don't know which is whiter. And then there's Vanderpump Rules, then this show.
Then this show, you think this show is... Oh, no, no. This definitely... I think this show is definitely ranks up there as one of the whitest, for
you,
sure.
You think this is whiter than Vanderpump Rules? I mean, Vanderpump Rules is a spinoff of it.
Vanderpump Rules isn't all white. They only choose to be white, if that makes any sense. Mm. Like, they've actually got more of a culture in Vanderpump Rules. They just don't show it.
Yeah.
But this show is, like, just white as can be.
Yeah, I mean, Summer House has, like a teeny smidge of diversity in there. So maybe, I would say Southern Charm is probably number one.
Okay, let me say that this show is the whitest rich Karen. How about that? This is like the whitest show, rich Karen. This is like the whitest Sutton. Let me speak to the manager show on Bravo.
Yes.
And you see it how they all treat the waiters. They're all fuckers. Every single one of them is a fucker to the waiter. Yes. Like, who walks up and says, I want a vodka soda with lime and no carcass? Go fuck yourself.
Just say a squeeze of lime and then just like maybe get rid of the lime yourself. I don't know. No lime.
Fuck off with that. No carcass.
No carcass.
Okay.
So Erica shows up.
So then the next
up.
Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that doesn't even matter. Erica's like, are you drinking your tequila?
We're in an hour
too?
And 6 minutes. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Never mind. Right. They bond over drinking tequila neat. All, you know, all these, they're like.
Yes.
They're bonding over limes and tequila and how they drink it. So there you go. And I'm like trying to be like, they're so stupid. What sort of connection? Meanwhile, let me tell you again about those 5 seconds I talked to Garcelle Beauvais about.
So then the next day, Rinna is bopping out in her pink. She's pissing all over the show, basically. She's like going up and pissing all over the camera, like, oh, I'm the new Vanderpump. So she comes and meets with Sutton,
yes.
Who is this lady we've been talking about. And Sutton has evil, satanic, crazy eyes.
Yes.
So immediately when I see her, now this lady will talk to the manager.
She will. She won't just talk to the manager. She will get the manager fired. Okay.
Yes.
She is. So she. So Rinna describes her and says, Sutton. She's Southern. She travels to New York for Fashion Week in Paris and Milan. She buys couture. I mean, none of these other hoes do. Okay. She buys couture. She also kind of looks like Dina Lohan. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you know. Couture, what couture really is designers just shitting all over rich idiots that they hate. And we see that in action during this episode.
Yes.
So Sutton's like, I'm so excited you're coming to Domenico's house. Like, she really does have satanic eyes.
Yes.
I was trying not to look. And she's like, they give me a gift every year. It's just so crazy. They make me something.
They make
every
her a tiara
year.
Every year. Like, Dolce & Gabbana make her a tiara. So, which I think is kind of amazing, but I just love this. Rich bitch. Just so ridiculous. So now the women go to Domenico Dolce's apartment, and they're like sitting in this place that's,
I had no idea that was a thing. Like, there's really a Domenico Dolce? Like, that person's alive still? What the hell? It's like getting to meet Ben and Jerry. You know what I mean?
I
thought they were like, they sold off and like became hamburgers. You know, somebody putting them in a meat grinder and you never saw them again. I didn't know that these were real things that existed still.
I know. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, we want to introduce you to Joanna Hagen and her husband, Fred Daz.
So of course, yeah. Rena tries to make it about her and walks to the window of this gorgeous apartment. It's like, my kid's over there, somewhere over there, jumbo lofts. And then I felt so bad for Sutton because it's not even the real Domenico that's there. Sorry,
no,
meet this... Francesca, the sack. Meet the sack.
Well, first we have. First, this PR woman comes up. Her name is Jennifer. She's just like this skinny, like exactly the sort of PR woman that you'd expect to work for, like Mr. Dolce. Just this scary, cold, skinny woman who's like, Domenico sends his warmest regards. He unfortunately was not able to make it today. I'm like, you know that he's upstairs and just like waiting for the cameras to leave, okay?
Yeah, this girl was like a villain in Mr. Robot. She's like, welcome. We send the regards. I can't be here. And I was like, poor Sutton.
Yeah, it's like only a matter of time before Sutton and Lisa find out that they're being hunted, like in some rich person's game.
Poor Sutton, literally, because you know that's why Domenico didn't come down. He was like, just let her go through the grab bag.
Yeah, so then Francesca, the couturier, comes out, and she's like, I'll make you a dresser. So we learn more about Sutton, which is that she was married to some like hedge fund guy, and basically, according to Rinna, she's gonna be set for life. She just has like houses and all this money after the divorce.
Okay. So Rinna's like, this is boring. I'm gonna go have my own scene out there. You guys have fun trying things on. So she leaves the closet and she's just sitting around, looking around the room, and she sees a big gold crown. Mm-hmm. And so she goes and she puts it on, and we hear a voiceover of, the crown is heavy, darling, so leave it where it belongs, longs, longs, longs.
The echoes of Vanderpump. And Rinna's like, it's not so heavy. It's not so heavy. And like, there's like a dent like in her hair. Like. So then after trying on the crown, here comes Sutton, and she's wearing this outfit that has been like handpicked as some sort of hilarious joke for Domenico Dolce and Kelly, what's her face, Catrone, probably watching on FaceTime. Sutton shows up in like a bra and this like sheer pink tulle, I guess, and these short shorts. Like, she looked like cotton candy gone awry.
Yeah, she really did. I'm fast forwarding so I can find this shot to show people. Watched the show, but this is really just wheels on fire ab fab. This outfit. Let's take a look.
Wheels on fire.
It is a pussy bow too.
Down the road.
And you see what's her butt standing behind her like, I'm so sorry for you.
Domenico, she's wearing the dress. We have laced it with the poison you requested.
Look at Lisa Rinna's face. She's like,
honey, honey, yes.
And let's not overlook the fact that Rinna is in some god-awful, tacky-ass throne right now. Like, worthy of, like, Jennifer Aiden's house.
Okay, so then Denise meets up with Teddy and Erica and everybody. They all meet on the patio.
Oh, yeah.
And, so they're starting to talk about Charlie, right? Because Teddy's like, I want to give you a heads up about something, and it's going to piss you off, Denise. Charlie responded in public, and he called you a coward. And they show the news clip that I can't read Charlie Sheen news clips anymore. Yeah, okay,
it was something about child support and whatever. So, and plus also reading a Charlie Sheen headline may encourage people to start saying winning as if it's something new and funny. So then Denise accused Charlie of hiding money. And so, and then Charlie in return said that Denise was acting like a coward and a liar. And Denise is like, I've been called worse by him. Slut.
And then Denise
whore,
is a shithead.
Thanksgiving. Hooker depriver.
So then Denise is a shithead to the waiter. The waiter brings her a drink, and she's like, that's not a reposado. That's a blanco. Can I please get a reposado? He's like, it is a reposado. She goes, it's not. So he goes off.
My tequila. I was like, the bitch flower has arrived.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So she is basically saying, look, going head to head with Charlie, it's toxic. I don't want it. I'm not even going to do it. I'm not going to deal with this shit. And Erica's like, do you have a lawyer? And she's like, no, I don't even want to go down that road. Do I even have to show up to the court case? And
can I just like mail him some Tic Tacs and just be done with it? Like, what can I have in the court?
And Erica's like, you think Aaron Brockovich waited for somebody to send us some water filters? No, bitch. So she calls Tom, and they're like, get upstairs right now and call a lawyer. She's like, yeah, maybe later.
I get to L.A., and Erica's like being like empowering, like, girlfriend, I'm going to do this for you. Like a scene out of like a one of those TV shows that used to be on Bravo, the scripted shows, like Girlfriend's Guide to Lawyers. And she's like, no, we don't wait. We're going to take care of this right now. We're going to do... Oh, where'd Denise go? Denise's like, fuck that. I'm not going to court and I'm not getting a lawyer. And you don't tell me when to get a lawyer. And I ask for Reposado, please. Thank you.
And of course your husband wants to represent Charlie Sheen's wife. Like, your husband's being sued for millions of dollars as well. Allegedly. Read in the press. night before...
Michael Daly Prince.
So... God, fucking Kyle. Let's just skip to something. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, so it's the night before, and Kyle is having like a party at a hotel. This is where Dorit's like, I'd like to order a vodka club soda, 3 squeezed lemons, and caucus out.
And Kyle's daughter,
which is also
like,
what you say when
mean?
PK goes sunbathing.
Her daughter's like, what does that mean?
I know, she's like, she doesn't even know what, she thought by saying carcass out that she would actually get a car. Mom, the carcass is out. Can I get a new one?
Mom, why are you cussing out the car?
Mom, carcass out. Carcass out. Is that what happens when you say goodbye to a carcass on FaceTime? Okay, carcass, gotta go. Carcass out.
So then Kyle is talking to Teddy, and Kyle's like, oh my god, I'm so nervous about this fashion show I've done nothing for. I'm so nervous for that lady I'm giving 2% to.
Yeah, and then she's like, and on top of that, I've got to travel down to North Carolina. And that's when she tells us that in the new Halloween, which we can't remember if it came out or not already, that the that Kyle was like given her like the shoot, since she was in the original Halloween, the director like reached out to her to have her like be in the new Halloween. So I guess spoiler, she's survived, fine. But then she's like, so that's why I have to have these bangs, because the director thought it'd be really fun for me to have the bangs. I'm like, don't blame this on the Halloween franchise. You got a haircut and then you took a picture and you got bad Instagram comments.
No, I believe it. I believe that the director saw like some dailies and was like, you guys, Kyle Richards, this is how Kyle Richards grew up. She's got to act. And they're like, but what do we do? Just put bangs on her. Just do bangs. Bangs act. Like, bangs are a personality, you know?
So she's then, gonna come back with a ski mask on, be like, guys, I went to Camp Crystal Lake by accident and now I have to wear this for 3 months.
So then Kyle is like, oh my god, I'm also happily married, one of the only happily married people here. So she calls Maury, who is having an agency party at their house and just wasted, you know. She's like, he's probably drunk and stoned, which he is.
And there's like a hot guy next to Mauricio. Did you see that guy? I need to know more about that. Like, how is it that we see a million agency parties, and the one time we see one that's only 5 seconds long, it has a hot guy that we don't even get to find out about?
And so it's like a boring thing. And she's like, hi, honey, it's me, Kyle. And he's like, who? She's like, me, Kyle. Who's this? I can't see you there. Who's this? Are we done now? Because I have to go back to my party. She's like, oh. And so he hangs up on her, but right before he presses the hang up buttons, you just hear some girl off screen going,
is it time for some shots?
And I was like, oh, yes, editor.
He's also having, I mean, his agency party, I don't know what's going on, but he's like, yo, agency. And then you know that, like, somewhere Camille was in her kitchen just going, agency, so upsetting.
So upsetting.
Kyle also has Mauricio in her phone as my love bean, just putting that out there.
Oh god, just,
I mean, just, I wish this is a time when I wish her phone had
driving
bangs.
You know,
just I wish her phone had hair right in front of it so I didn't have to look at what
her hair. She's like, it was Steve Jobs's choice to have the bangs on the iPhone.
Yeah, Sorry, I'm doing a reboot of The Ring, so now my phone has to have bangs.
Okay, so now Sutton comes into this dinner, and she's like, oh, she's Kyle, thank you so much.
She's such an asshole in the scene, it's perfect.
She's like, Kyle, thank you so much for having me. I didn't know it was a disco kind of a night. I think maybe I look too proper.
Yeah. And then Erica's wearing, like, a super, like, short skirt, so, like, it's basically her butt's coming out, and so Sutton's like, Erica's dress is a little short. I mean, that's where I get a little judgy.
But Erica really does like have her skirt up around her ears. Yes. It's like, Erica, Jesus, you got the part. You know what I mean? Stop working.
And then she's like talking to Dorit, and she's like, and how, honey, what about your dress? Where is that from? She's like, Fenty. She's like, Fendi, is that what you said? No, Rihanna, Fenty. Armani, is that Armani you said? Versace? Fenty!
It's Rihanna! I love her!
And she's like, if a celebrity does a collection, I could care less. I mean, if God came down and helped collaborate with Tom Ford, that does not interest me.
And then they just cut to Kyle with Shahida. Like, doing her collaboration.
I mean, you are wearing people's clothes because they're celebrities. They're just not, their only talent is fashion and not music and fashion. So fuck you with your one lane celebrity, Sutton. Also, by the way, I love you. I hope you stay all night.
Yeah. No, I loved how she's being such an ignorant asshole about Fenty. I don't have any problem with Fenty, but I just loved how she was being such an asshole about it. But like, also don't start talking about how you're into fashion and you don't even know what Fenty is. I mean, Fenty is huge. Huge. So that was just hilarious that she was just like willfully ignorant about it and then just passing so much judgment too at the same time.
This next part
was
so good. Well, first she goes, well, Teddy's wearing, I guess they're asking her, like, well, what do you think of everyone's outfit? And she says, well, Teddy's wearing some sort of a black romper. Cute. But then they cut to her at the bar trying to be fancy, and she's like, to the bartender, and it says underneath, can I get champagne with an ice cube? But what she really said was the swimming pool, but of course.
Because she ordered an ice cube in her champagne, and Rena's like, huh, I've never heard of that. And then she goes, oh, la piscine, mais bien sûr, which just was like the swimming pool, but of course. I'm not sure what that really meant.
I think it was just highlighting her bad French, right? Is that like a champagne thing? I just assumed it was talking about how she doesn't know French, like she's a Luann.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's a Luann moment, but watch. You remember, I had the rant about like the umami naj on Top Chef last week, and then, you know, we saw how that all backfired, right, guys?
So Rena's just like, wee, which is also like being. So then, a stupid Dorit, of course, has a purse like this big.
It's a total Zoolander moment. She's like, look at my purse. Just like tiny. She paid $510 by this purse by Jacquemus or whatever. And it's like the size of a Costco card.
So then Sutton's like, oh, I'm looking for the place cards so I know where to sit. And they're like, we don't have place cards, Sutton.
By the way, we can all agree, right, that next episode Kyle's going to have one of those tiny bags, right? Because she was like going nuts over. She's like, this is a joke. You paid $510 for it. This is a joke. Guess what, Kyle? You drove a go-kart to the supermarket, okay? You're not in any position to be shaming someone for their very tiny little bag. And you're going to have one next episode, so shush.
So then Kyle's like, yay, thank you for celebrating everything I've worked so hard for all by myself without any help. Okay, by the way, Teddy's pregnant. And everyone's like, who cares? You know, it's like, do we get a wedge? So then, but I'm fast forwarding through some of this. Sorry. So then Erica's like, oh yeah, see her working out. And I just feel like such a failure. When I was pregnant, I was boffing in the subway. What the fuck? Sutton goes, well, when my son got out of the crib, he had a baby door. And he couldn't get past it because, you know, it's to keep him out. And he would just stand there screaming and crying. And people would say, what are you doing with your baby there? And I said, it's called training him. Let him cry.
You got to be mean. Let him cry. Yeah. And then the music's like, oh, like, it's like, oh, my God, she's a monster. But Erica's like, that's right. That's right. You're from the South. She's like, I grew up in Atlanta. She's like, I grew up in Augusta. They're like, Georgia.
Yeah, they're like, abuse, child abuse, woo.
Also, did you notice the Kyle's most passive-aggressive gesture of all? We talked a lot about how all the women are wearing pink as, like, a fuck you to Vanderpump. Here's the way Kyle said a fuck you. She had tuna tartare served at this dinner party. I was like, really? Wow. Wow, what's next? A pump teeny? A Kyle teeny?
That's funny. So then the next day, everybody's getting ready to go to this thing, and Kyle is on her way in the cab, and her publicist calls, and he's like, Kyle, don't hit me. I don't know what happened, but Tracy with the pink hair said you really need to keep space between you and her throughout the show, and she's about to blow.
And Kyle is so furious. She's like, if I knew who Tracy was, I would be I would yell at her. Unfortunately, I don't know who she is. I don't know is she the one who's designing my line? Is that who Tracy is? Is she the Uber driver? Who should I be mad at?
Yeah.
By the way, one quick thing. I also have to say, I really, really applaud Sutton for just being shady to Kyle's face about Kyle's fashion line, because when Kyle was talking about how it's her first fashion show, Sutton sort of had her face like, oh really? And I'm expected to go to it. And she's like, and how many pieces did you have at the beginning of the week? And Shahida's like, around 45. And Sutton just gives this look like I am too rich to be dealing with these idiots right now. And I love that. Yeah. Love like a too rich lady moment.
Yeah. So we get to the fashion show, and Kyle is wearing one of her own terrible snakeskin PJs with red stripes up the front. I mean, yeah. She's the worst. So she's like, I mean, if this doesn't work, it's not like I'm going to be broke, but I worked so hard on it, and I don't want people thinking, Kyle Richards, why the fuck does she have a lot? People do think that, Kyle, because you've never done shit in your life, okay? But have fun selling to your 18 zillion Instagram followers. You know, make your money, girl. What do I care? Just keep it off my TV. You're boring me, Kyle.
I mean, listen, I mean, you've already shown that you can keep a boutique open, so, like, of course you can move into Ooh, forgot about that. Yeah, no. Okay, well, have fun in fashion.
Yeah, sorry, Aileen, too. Oh, did you catch this this throwback to Yolanda when her kid says, I'm hungry, and Kyle goes, eat an almond.
Oh, I did not. God, my teeth look so yellow in this light. I swear I brush my teeth every day, people.
Mine looks so amazingly white. Wow. I totally bleached this shit with some Colgate or that Arm & Hammer bleaching shit.
I feel like I've got Carl teeth tonight because there's like this yellowish light. So I keep looking at myself, and then the shadow.
I got
Nima like,
teeth tonight, girl. Look at that.
You got Nima teeth. I have full Carl. My teeth don't look great, by the way. My teeth don't
I
look great, by the way.
I could show a fucking movie on these teeth.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
her shoes are too big. So they gave her shoes that are too big.
It's Nima shoes!
And the gay's like, can we put an insole in it, maybe? She's like, I will say to you what I said to the person trying to sell me a car.
Talk us out! So she is being ridiculous, and she goes up to Teddy and she's like, Teddy, here's how you're going to walk. You put one foot in front of the other. And Teddy's like, okay, thanks. She's like, yes, Kyle, you're welcome for saving your fashion show.
Well, at least Dorit had like the grand idea of like maybe not having like one bizarrely patterned pajama suit. Okay, she's like, can we just have like one solid in here to break it up? So then meanwhile Tracy is like, she's with all the models because there is a show about to happen, so she has all the models, all the people, and she's going through the rundown of like, okay, this is how we're gonna do the show, this is how it's gonna work. And then Kyle just like walks up to her like while she this woman's working trying to get this disorganized ass fashion show, and Kyle walks up like a full, you want to talk about a Karen, she's like, Tracy, so I have a daughter, Alexia, and she's coming in and she's going to walk in the show. So, and Tracy's like, okay. And then like, she just has full on repressed rage. And she's like, this is fantastic. No, it's fantastic. We just have to figure out the whole color story first. We have to do this because everything is like lined up. And like yesterday, like you pulled all the clothes and we had to redo everything. And I was up till 5:30 in the morning. So let's just do this before we put your daughter in the fashion show. And is it the daughter who is rolling her face right now with a cotton swab? Is that the one who's walking in the show? Okay.
That is just so fucking Kyle to be like, my kid's walking in my fashion show. Fuck off, Kyle. Fuck your stupid face rolling kid too, okay? Like, seriously. So then
cut this out.
guess you know that this is a really classy show because the thirstiest of all thirst bombs, who I happen to love, but is still like, seriously, dude, this could have been like, hey, guys, a subway grate is going to turn over at Grand Central Station. And Carson Kressley would be there like, yeah, girl. Yes, bitch. Carson Kressley's there. So he's like the only celebrity that they can really show.
I know. He went to Karen Huger's for-profit charity dinner. So that being said, I don't know why Bravo has not brought back Get a Room with Carson and Tom, because that show was amazing.
It's still in dead last in the Bravo ratings, by the way, of all the shows on Bravo. So like, good. By far. Thank you on Reddit, whoever does that Bravo ratings thread every week. I read it every week, and they do a comparison of all the shows and how popular they are against each other, and it's still dead last. Like, nothing can get last beyond
that. Well, they put it on Friday nights. They didn't support it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either way, so now it's like 30 minutes till showtime. So Sutton shows up and she's got like a lace cape on. Like, it like doesn't make sense, but I just love her sheer like bravado and wearing such silly clothing.
And guess who's like scraping the bottom? Now Paris is just like, okay, I'll do it. What the fuck am I doing with my life? I'll fucking be on the show now. Yeah. So Paris shows up with Nikki Hilton and Kyle's like, hope they put it on their Instagram, which is why they never wanted to do this show in the first place, of course.
Yep, that's exactly correct. So now the show is starting and imagine like just having a bunch of flags flapping in your face, just like flappy fabric with lots of patterns and stripes and stars and symbols. And just like, you can't really discern anything. It's just like flags. It's like, oh my God, so many nations all at once.
Yeah. This was some awkward pajama walk-in that we saw here.
Yeah.
So Teddy has a funny moment thanks to the editors, because they put in, please don't walk like Carl did in Provence. Or that
that's
Kyle
her
did
best
Provence.
Moment, yeah.
Yeah.
That's also Kyle's like best Kyle moment.
Provence. And she does, you know.
Yeah. And then,
but Dorit was my biggest surprise, because I thought everyone's like, oh my God, Dorit, look how she walks. She's so good. She's such a pro. Dorit walked like crazy. Did she? Like, her legs were... I wish I could... I mean, it is a visual show, because we're on the internet, but... her like a swim motion, her legs would like come out like knock-kneed people when we walk, like our legs, I don't know how to explain it, they make a circle like your bottom leg. She walked like an ex-fat girl is what I'm saying. Okay.
Oh, I love that. So yeah, and then Sutton actually likes one of the dresses, and she's like that's cute, and Garcelle's like, yeah, well, we'll have to probably pay for that, and she's like, I'm getting it. Do you see my privilege? I get things for free.
I'm trying to find something to put on this comment thing.
Can you please put up also a picture of Erica? Because Kyle, see, once again, Kyle is so underhanded. She puts Erica in just some oversized, baggy, just terrible pajama outfit that I just was like, this was passive aggressive. This was done because Erica is very popular, and this is Kyle's attack. I'm saying it right now.
Okay, I'm trying to get there. Oh my God, I'm sorry, fast forwarding to.
Oh, there it was. Yeah, no, this is. It's just hideous. And, yeah, and Garcelle's like, it's frumpy. There, I said it.
There, I said it. She's not behind me, is she? She says. Okay, yeah, so Erica, then Kyle is that. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, what an amazing show. And then Kyle's crying. And she's all, we were so happy that day. It's actually hard to imagine how terrible things would become. And then it says, in December, Denise stopped shooting with the other ladies.
Heroin. She stopped shooting heroin with the other ladies, which I think was a great move. Yeah. So, so now we see, like, clips. It's almost like a trailer, but not quite. But like, Kyle is like fighting with Denise, and Denise is saying like stuff, things like, I'm done. If you serve me Blanco tequila one more time, I am leaving this show. Okay, bravo, fuck Bravo, no more Blanco tequila Blanco.
So we see Rinna shooting an interview segment, and the producer's like, you know, all you guys are told at the beginning of the show is that you're supposed to tell the truth. And Rinna goes, and it's not for everyone.
Okay, yeah. You sign up for your real life. Do you think it's comfortable for me talking about my child having an eating disorder? Yes, because you're the one who fucking put it on there. It's not like that was some huge secret. And why don't we talk about the husband, Rinna?
Yeah.
How about the husband, Rinna?
So then, and then we see a shot of like Denise and Aaron leaving a party really angry. And then Rinna's running after Denise. And Rinna has her full on shit stirring voice. She goes, Denise, you're leaving. Why? When she clearly knows exactly why. I love when Rinna does that shit. It is so underhanded in the best way.
And Denise says something like, guys, don't try and ruin my marriage. Like, she says something like that. And well, then Erica goes,
you don't have to explain yourself.
And meanwhile, Erica's dressed like Jackie O in this thing. Yeah. Like, she's wearing a little headband. It's like, listen, this is the first lady who's fucked around on a husband. Come on, people.
Yeah, because Denise goes, bravo, bravo, fucking bravo, I'm out. Which I think she was saying to try to make it that they couldn't, like, use the footage. And then what Denise said was, I'm a very married woman.
So the bravo, bravo, bravo thing is something that Vicky said. When you say bravo, 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 they have to cut the scene. So Vicky would try and always say that. And Teddy apparently told Denise this, so Denise repeated it. So then Teddy came out with a tweet that was something like, oh, look at her trying to say bravo, so she's trying to control the footage or whatever. And then Denise wrote, honey, you're the one who told me to say that. So, and so that was the big, yeah. I read that on Comments by Celebs. Wow. So thank you.
And then Trixie.
Teddy's just such a fucking asshole. That is such a Teddy thing to do, yeah. Too, you know?
Yeah. Fucking so then Teddy Trixie, sucks. It looks like I feel like they commissioned something for Trixie because Trixie sings a song that's like, heavy, heavy, heavy is the head that wears the crown.
And then Kyle is, yeah, I love how they can do this without Vanderpump, by the way. This is like the 90th time they've referenced her. So Kyle is calling Rinna during one of her interviews, and she's like, oh my God, did you see the press? And then we see the press, and it says, Denise Richards quits filming after months-long affair with Brandy Glanville. No, no, this is a lie. An old queen in a bar told me they fucked like one time on vacation. Let's stop acting like this is some year-long.
Mm-hmm. I heard that too, actually. That was only this a one-time bullshit. Thing.
From, this is such a lie.
Another old queen in the bar.
Yeah, yes. No, probably the same queen because that queen just talk, girl. He will talk.
Yeah.
But this is not some year-long thing. Brandy is still a thirsty hoe, skank, trying mm-hmm. to like make her get her job back, which she probably will. And this is all they have for the season, I can guarantee you right
and,
now.
By the way, and Kyle could not be happier because Denise was really popular last season. So Kyle is like very happy for this all to happen. So then she's like, because she's talking to Rinna on the phone and she's like, I bet you anything she doesn't even show up for the reunion. And Rinna's like, oh yeah, she's done. If you ask me, we never see Denise Richards again. And then Denise sits down in front of the green screen and they're like, so Denise, you ready to talk about all this? And her face is like, depends. Can I get fucked by Aaron first?
Yeah, she gives this crazy look. You know, Kyle and Rinna, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have to do something. Both of you. Neither one of you will. I mean, you both fake asses. Let's talk about the husband, Rinna. And Kyle, let's talk about your husband, too. Remember when Vanderpump got in so much trouble because she alluded to the stories in the press about your husband having sex with all those hookers from fucking hotel true. Bars?
Well, she also did that in
and
front
that
of
was the hugest thing for someone else to bring that up. And that was all over the news tabloids. And all over the magazine. Mm-hmm, so
that's
fuck
true,
off,
the tabloids. Yeah, I mean, Kyle is as nosy as they come and as gossipy as they come. And you're right. If Vanderpump, one of her cardinal sins was telling Brandy to put those tabloids in the bag, when Kyle starts shit every single season and she's so manipulative and we're seeing it right here, at least Lisa, I feel like she stirs the pot with intention. You know, she's like, this is my role. I'm going to like stir the pot to make things happen because I have a job here. But Kyle does not admit that. She doesn't act like Kyle's just like trying to be like the good guy and just trying to think. And I just heard this. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. I don't trust her. Don't trust her. Watch out, everyone.
It was a very interesting. I cannot believe we got an hour and 40 something minutes out of this opener, but it was very fun. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight on this very special live show. We'll be doing this again. And just for joining us all the time, you guys. We really love you. We love that we're able to do this. And we get to keep doing it.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who tuned in. We had a lot of people, and wow, so many comments. You got these comments were great. We were trying to post them as the show was going. You guys are really awesome. Thanks for following us over here to this crazy corner of the internet. Everyone stay safe, and we'll see you on Monday for whatever we're gonna recap on Monday. So everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, my name is Sabina Brennan, host of Superbrain. Each week I chat to inspiring guests about thriving and surviving in life. So if you like the sound of this...
I don't know what I want! I don't know what I want! Xanax, really, basically, at all times.
Or more of this. Of course, it is a myth that we only use 10% of our brain's power. If we did only use that amount, we'd be dead. Subscribe to Superbrain now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.